One of the worst days of my life, I'm in my office room and I get a call from the property manager. Says, Randy, the building's on fire. I said, what? 24 units took down, you know, we had just replaced the roofs on this building. Thank goodness, Ruben. Nobody was injured.
Yeah, God bless. That's amazing.
Praise God. There's nobody injured on it. And we just, that's the blessing in it all. But then you start about the rebuild. And so, you know, the first thing you do is you got to make sure you take care of that. And then you start the rebuilding program. And that's literally gutting it, right? And first getting the contractor. Thankfully, we had a contractor that we were already working with on the rehab. So they ended up just getting the rebuild project as well. And then, you know, your revenue starts to drop. And we all talk about getting insurance for these things. And we had insurance. We had good insurance to make sure that we had loss of rents covered in our insurance policy. But silly me, I was thinking that happened right away. Well, that doesn't happen until the project's entirely rebuilt and re-leased up. So, you know, it was 11 months from the time fire happened to the time we got it rebuilt and started to get leasing again. So you can't even apply for the lost revenue. So you got to float the revenue. My point of it is there. And most importantly, you got to talk to investors, right? That's where I just really tried to take a personal touch.